For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. You know, one of the byproducts of this drug war is hundreds of billions of dollars with which to bribe public officials.
This is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle with this week's Corrupt Cop Stories for the Drug Truth Network. I'm tired of talking about crooked jail guards like I did last week, so let's talk about drug-dealing cops and former cops instead. I have a pair of them this week. In Portsmouth, Virginia, a Portsmouth police lieutenant was arrested Tuesday on cocaine distribution charges. Lieutenant Brian Keith Mohammed Abdul Ali, a 21-year veteran of the force who also heads the department's drug-fighting unit, was arrested along with his nephew, a civilian. Both faced charges of felony conspiracy to distribute cocaine. Ali was in jail with no bond set as of Wednesday. Meanwhile, in New York City, a retired NYPD officer was one of 9 men arrested on charges they peddled drugs at a city-owned Manhattan marina. The arrests last week at the Dyckman Street Marina were the culmination of a 6-month investigation where undercover officers purchased heroin, crack, ecstasy, and marijuana on at least 48 occasions. Former NYPD officer Jeremy O'Rourke, who quit the department in the late 1980s, is accused of brokering deals between large-scale dealers and buyers who turned out to be narcs. He faces multiple counts of criminal sale of a controlled substance and conspiracy. His bail is set at $500,000. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories this week. Check them out online at www.stopthedrugwar.org.
What happens when a cop sees corruption in the police force involving the drug war and he speaks out against that corruption? He's then considered corrupt by the corrupt cops. This week on the Cultural Baggage Show, our guest will be Barry Cooper. He has a new DVD out about how not to get busted. He recently appeared on the Tucker Carlson Show, MSNBC.
It's just not working. We have more people in jail than ever before for narcotics, yet even the DEA will admit we have more narcotics on the street than ever before, so why keep killing each other over it?
Right. Do you smoke pot?
No, sir, absolutely not.
So you don't use any illegal drugs?
No, sir, absolutely not.
This is a purely a principled stand you're taking?
Yes, sir. We have 750,000 people per year that go to government cages for marijuana. You cannot overdose on marijuana. You can on alcohol. When I arrested people, I would much rather arrest 500 marijuana smokers than one alcoholic, because the marijuana smoker never fought me. He was very polite. He was very nice.
I believe that.
The alcoholic would defecate in back of my patrol car, throw up, and by the way, people die of alcohol poisoning every day.
Yeah.
We need to quit destroying families and putting them in our cages and make room for the child molesters.
Barry Cooper was the best narcotics agent in the state of Texas. He's now a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and his story is nationwide. This week on Cultural Baggage, Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.